And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. As we continue our conversation here today, we're going to change gears a little bit. We were talking education. Now we're going to talk risk reduction services and the Manhattan Fire Department as well. And we've got three different officials in today. We got Ryan Courtwright, who is the assistant chief of reduction services here in Manhattan. We've also got building official Darren Emery joining us in studio from the Manhattan Fire Department. Good morning.
Good to see you again.
And Stephen Metzger, who is assistant planning and zoning officer, I think.
Yep.
Okay, for Pottawatomie County. Boy, there's so many titles to remember, guys. But I do my best, so I appreciate you all being here. I know there's some changes coming up here between codes in Blue Township. I think that's primarily the topic here of discussion today, and that's going to be taking effect starting in the new year, Ryan. Is that right?
Absolutely. So the City of Manhattan has entered an agreement with Pottawatomie County to conduct permitting and inspections out in the Blue Township Sewer District area starting on January 1. So we've been hard at work trying to get our process in line, and I think Stephen's going to talk kind of where we're at with some of the licensing and permitting processes currently, but we're excited and we're ready for the challenge and ready to move in that direction. So,
all right. Well, let's just get right into it here, Stephen. Tell us a little bit, what are some projects that'll need building permits and how it differs from now?
Sure. So Ryan and Darren can speak to the Manhattan side of things, and we try to match the requirements that are in Manhattan, and that's going to be a little different for folks than it is now. For example, we don't require a permit if you're finishing your basement, for example. That's going to be something that you'll need a permit now for, and you'll need to get inspected. There are certain things that require a permit now, like a building's over 120 square feet, you need a building permit from us. You only need inspections if it's over 200 square feet. So it's all going to be through our office, the Planning and Zoning Office. And if you need an inspection, we'll walk you through that. We'll get you involved with the city so that they can walk you through their process. Darren, Ryan, I don't know if you have any other sort of common projects that you guys work with.
Yeah, just to reiterate what Stephen mentioned, the Pottawatomie County has adopted the identical codes that we have here in effect in Manhattan. So our enforcement out in that area will be identical to what we have here in Manhattan. Same exact licensing requirements for contractors as well. As Stephen said, the process starts out in Pottawatomie County of applying for a permit. And we've streamlined the system so that it's kind of a one-stop shop in terms of applying. You will still have to pick up a permit in Pottawatomie County and Manhattan. There just was no good way of collecting those fees all in one spot. So that's you will have to go to the two different jurisdictions to get your permits. But from that point forward, it's basically streamlined. The same manner that the inspections take place here in Manhattan will take place in Pottawatomie County as well. So.
Okay, and so what? Quite a few changes here. Are they able to pay online when they do this?
Yeah, there's multiple ways you can pay. That really hasn't changed from the city's standpoint. You can walk in and pay. You can pay online with a credit card or over the phone with a credit card through our office. So really none of that has changed. Again, we are still working on some efficiencies with the system and communicating between the two entities, but I feel like we've streamlined it, that to the point that it shouldn't be so burdensome for the applicant to get through the process. So,
and it will change a little bit on the Pott County side. So now there really isn't an online building permit for Pottawatomie County. We are moving toward an online building permit. So you can just go to the county's website, fill out a building permit online. The building permit will actually be sent to you electronically. If you want a paper copy, we're always willing to do that. But the goal is to try and, you know, reduce paper, reduce work on our end, reduce work on your end, and get all that streamlined, as Ryan mentioned, so that it's as easy as we can make it for you, the resident.
Yeah. Well, because the reason I ask is because if you're having to go to two different jurisdictions, mm-hmm. I mean, that could, if you do it online, well, that'll simplify things greatly.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, as far as needing a permit, if you're replacing your furnace or HVAC system, how will that work?
Yeah, we will continue to issue what we call trade permits. We do that now in the city limits in Pottawatomie County in the jurisdictional area. New furnaces, new water heaters, new air conditioners, new electric services will require a permit. That process we intend to handle pretty much the same way. You apply in one place at the Pott County website. We'll get a copy of that application and process it as we do currently.
Okay. As far as people doing their own work on their house, well, do you need to be licensed to do that?
No, you don't. So the way that the ordinance reads, and as I mentioned, Pottawatomie County has adopted an identical ordinance. You're permitted to do work on your own home without being a licensed contractor. It's only if you you actually would bring somebody in or pay somebody to do those services that those folks would have to be licensed. But there are no license requirements for you to do work on your own home. Landlords, it has to be actually your primary residence, so a landlord couldn't do work that required a permit on one of their properties, so they'd have to actually get a licensed contractor to do that. So,
okay. And does that extend to rental properties then, if someone's a landlord?
Yeah, in those cases, the landlord would actually have to get a licensed contractor to do that work. The landlord could not do that work. The exemption is really just for a homeowner to do work on their own home as their primary residence. So,
okay. And again, all these changes that we're talking about here today, they all take effect in the new year. January 1st is the start of that. I know there was maybe some questions about, well, if they start a project here before the end of the year and it's not going to be completed, if there be any changes there.
Yeah, and Stephen could probably speak to the volume of applications he's got here before the first of the year. But any project that begins prior to the first of the year does not have to go through the permitting inspection process. It's anything that's actually issued after January 1 that would go through that process.
And the way we're defining that sort of the project beginning is, if you apply for a building permit and I issue a building permit, it's not enough to apply for a building permit on December 30th and expect that you are going to be free from the inspection process or, for a lot of folks, the fees that come with it. I've been telling folks, if you have a project that you are working on that currently didn't need a building permit, to go ahead and get a hold of me so I can note that down, so I can tell Ryan and Darren so they can tell their guys. And if you're wanting to start a project that does need a permit, I'm asking to get it to me before the 20th so that I have plenty of time to issue that permit and you're in the clear. There's no issue. And people have really taken me up on that offer. I can tell you that it's been a wild month and a half or so, permit wise.
Your phone's been ringing.
Yes. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
I'm not surprised. Let's take a phone call here. We have someone waiting online. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, I failed to understand why you need a permit in your own home to replace a water heater, furnace, or you're using licensed plumbers and electricians. These people have more experience than the inspector that from your department that's going to inspect it. I mean, they know more about what they're doing than the inspector. And, as far as a permit, why not just make a requirement that you have to send in that it was done by a licensed permit?
I'll address that. I understand your points. They're very valid. One thing I would point out is, even licensed trade contractors, plumbers, electricians, mechanical contractors, they often say they appreciate the second set of eyes just to do a quick check on the main significant items. And one of the items we really focus on is the venting of gas-fired appliances to make sure we're not dealing with any carbon monoxide issues. We have had some issues in the past where maybe the vent just didn't get connected properly, or one person started the project early in the day, the second person finished it up, didn't quite connect everything as needed. And as a matter of fact, on electrical appliances only, if there's no gas associated with the appliance, we do allow self-inspect where they just fill out a form and they send that into our office to make sure that we have a note that has been self-inspected and we close the file.
All right. Hopefully got that question answered for him. And let's see. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back. We'll talk more with these guys after this on News Radio KMAN.